The Ho-Chunk Tribe has promised Dane County and the city of Madison $91 million over the next decade if voters approve the conversion of the DeJope Bingo Hall into a full-fledged casino. But at a meeting Sunday night, Methodist Minister Tom Gray of the National Coalition Against Legalized Gambling urged a group of 25 people to do all they can to stop the project.
The beauty here is you've got them at the ballot box. They cannot buy Madison, Dane County in Madison. If you mount a campaign and you trust your neighbors, and you're going to take the truth out to them, you will beat them at the ballot box.
Madison resident Carol Weidel is on the steering committee of the new group. She says she joined because she watched gambling destroy the life of one of her colleagues.
She was in her 60s, she was about to retire, and right around the time we wanted to plan a retirement party for her, she was being convicted and hustled off to jail. I think it's just sad, and I don't want to see this happen to anybody else.
But supporters of the casino also have strong personal reasons for seeing it become successful. Lisa Pugh is the spokesperson for the Coalition for Fair Indian Gaming and Revenue Sharing Agreements. She says the gaming revenues will go to support desperately needed county human services programs.
I have a daughter with a disability who is on a 7-year waiting list for a family support program, which can really significantly help our family. I know of hundreds of other families in Dane County who are hurting in this economy, people who have lost their jobs, and I'm very eager to see $91 million infused in this economy.
Both opponents and supporters of the casino now have websites. The No Group plans to organize public meetings to present the case against the casino sometime soon after the holidays. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.